Hello.
Hello, my name is Randy, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I please speak with the person who requested that call?
That would be me.
Well, all right, sir, and I do need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. How can we help you today?
I was going to call and start a unemployment claim. I tried to do it online, but it kept saying I needed to call in.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get going on that for you. What is your social security number?
It's 422-297-6686.
Okay, let's see here. And your name, sir?
Jonathan Brown.
All right, and your date of birth?
February 26, 1988.
And your mother's maiden name?
Wilson.
All right, and do you have a driver's license?
I do. Now it's a Texas license.
Okay. Well, that's probably why it stopped you, because I've got an Alabama license here for you, so.
Okay, now I still remember my Alabama ID number.
What is that?
So my Alabama ID number was 7588734.
Okay, that's what I've got here for you as a driver. Well, an ID, of course, so.
Yeah.
That's probably why it stopped you. We'll have to change that once we get back down there to it. Let's see here.
I've been back from Texas for a while. I just haven't got my license swapped over yet.
Right. Okay, and let's see here. All right, and there we go. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, sir.
No? And what is your preferred language?
English.
English. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
No? And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I did.
You did? Okay.
Yes, sir.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I've had some college.
Okay. All righty.
But I did complete the school.
Okay. All right, and you got a driver's license. You've got a Texas license, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's see here. And what is that number?
Give me just 1 second. Let me dig it out here. It is 439-85-381.
All righty. And if you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the AlVantage prepaid benefits card. Now, the prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
Yeah, I would definitely prefer checking direct deposit.
Okay, direct deposit. And is that going to be checking or savings?
Checking.
Checking. And can I get your routing number?
Yes, it is 103-100-195.
All righty. And your bank account number, sir?
248-112-207-092.
All righty. And that's yes, there we go. All right, now what we have here for you on your address is 4320 Rainbow Drive, Rainbow City, Alabama, 35906. Is that correct?
No, I need to update that. My address now is 610 Grant Street, G-R-A-N-T.
And it's a street, you said?
Yes, street.
Okay. In the city?
Gadsden, G-A-D-S-D-E-N.
Let's see, Gadsden. All right, and let's see, where'd you go? There it is. And the zip code?
35901.
All right. And that's Alabama. There we go. And is your residence address the same as your mailing address?
Yes.
Okay. And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
No. All right. Now, this phone number I have here, 256-393-1519, is that the number you want us to have on file for you?
No, that's an old number as well.
Okay.
My number is 256-458-3048.
All right, sir. Okay, now, while it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so you'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Anniston, Cullman, Piedmont, Montgomery, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. And which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 1991 Ford Tempo, 1994 Geo Prism, 1997 Acura CL, 1999 Suzuki Vitara, or I've never been associated with any of these?
Never been associated with any of these.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 39 Shawnee Drive, 5601 Afton Drive, 6330 Colonial Drive, or 905 Bain Street, or I've never been associated with any of these?
905 Bain Street.
Okay. And which of the following street addresses in Texarkana have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1208 East 34th Street, 3323 Cherry Street, 4214 Laurel Street, 6712 Witherington Heights Lane, or none of the above?
4214 Laurel Street.
Okay. All righty. And which of the street addresses in Texarkana have you ever lived or been associated with? 2106 Ashley, 2801 Richmond Road, 4 Timberlake Drive, 7513 Palisades Drive, or none of the above?
4 Timberlake Drive.
Okay. Now, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
No. And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
No. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
No. And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
No? Okay. And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
No? All right. And what was the last day that you worked?
The last day I worked, let me pull up a calendar real quick. Let's see. November, well, the last day I worked was November 23rd, but the last day I was paid for was November 24th.
Okay. Last day was 23rd? Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. All right.
So I did get paid vacation or holiday pay for the 24th.
Okay. All right. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. There we go. And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
No? Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
No. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
No. And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Yes. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Yes. And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
No? And have you applied for or are you receiving workman's compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
No? How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
60.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
$14.
Okay. All right. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
No. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
No. Okay. And what was your job title or your job description where you were working?
Production assembler.
Okay. All right, let's see here. Okay, let's see. Okay, it would be like work as part of a team, having responsibility for assembling an entire product or component of a product. Team assemblers can perform all tasks conducted by the team in an assembly process and rotate through all of them or most of them rather than being assigned to a specific task or permanent on a permanent basis. May participate in making management decisions affecting the work. Is that it? You kind of like work production? Okay.
Yeah, it was I made and assembled bumpers for Honda vehicles.
Okay. All right, sir. There we go. All right. So are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Yes. And who were you working with when you were let go? What was this company?
So they are in the middle of a name change now. It was Honda Manufacturing of Alabama, but they're changing over to being called Alabama Auto Plant. So I don't know what it would show.
Okay, well, I've got Honda of America Manufacturing.
Let me see. Let me pull up a check stub real quick just to see how it's labeled on there.
Okay.
Honda Development and Manufacturing of America.
That would be it. Honda of America Manufacturing. There we go. All righty. And what is their phone number?
Let me see if they have one here. I've got it in my phone. Bear with me a moment.
Okay.
It's 205.
Mm-hmm.
355.
Okay.
5,000.
All right. Now, let's put it here as well. They want it twice. All right. And when did you start with them? The
I
date.
I started working with them in January 20th of 2022.
Of 2022? Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. And the last day you said was the 23rd of November?
Yes. Now, like I said, I was paid for holiday pay for
Thanksgiving. Yeah, but your last day was 22nd,
yes,
right?
Sorry, my last actual working day was the
23rd, I mean, yeah, of 2022. And what city was that in?
Lincoln, Alabama.
Lincoln, okay. Okay, that's Alabama. Okay, and, well, you've already been paid for your vacation pay, but it says, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work?
No, sir, not anything else.
Okay. All right, and Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
No.
Daddy, how are you?
And,
Okay,
let's see, there we go. That is a separating employer. And what was the reason for the discharge, for being laid off?
My car broke down on the way to work. I was late, and they said that the absence was the reason.
Okay. Let's see here. All right, let's see here. So I just saw it.
I can look at myself. Oh, my God. Look at me.
See?
Yeah. Hey. Whoa. I got how it is. I got how I said.
Ah, there it is. I'm glad I've seen it. All right, and the name and the title of the person that actually told you they were letting you go.
Okay. Pamela Harris, I believe is her name.
Okay.
And she is a member of, I'm not sure if it's associate relations or human resources.
Okay.
But it's kind of those positions intertwine with each other.
Right.
Hold on.
And the date of the discharge was the 24th?
They notified me on the 28th.
28th, okay.
Yes, sir.
And it's 2022. And was this the, let's see here, what was the final incident that caused your discharge? You said it was your car broke down?
Yes, sir.
On the way to work? Okay.
Hello, you. You may take one. Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. And did you commit the act the employer alleges?
Do what?
Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
Yes, I was.
Okay, yeah.
I was not able to make it to work that day.
All right, and was there any prior warning for the same or similar act?
So they have a very strict attendance policy, and I'd actually had two cars break down on me within a month of each other.
Okay. Okay, and what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
So I did begin riding with somebody else to work.
Uh-huh.
Just make sure I would have dependable transportation in between me getting my vehicle fixed and that everything was in good condition.
Mm-hmm.
Even after that last incident, I had went ride with somebody again. So initially my car had messed up. I rode with somebody for a while. Then I had a loaner car that I was using for my mother.
Mm-hmm.
It messed up as well. And then I was riding with this person again for the last couple of weeks of employment.
Okay. Okay, let's see right here somewhere.
Hi. I want to take you to the house a little bit, okay?
Let's see. There we go. Now, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, thanks.
No? Okay.
No,
all right, sir, if you got a pen and paper handy, I'm going to be giving you a couple of web addresses and telephone numbers here in a couple seconds. So if you want to get your pen and paper handy.
Okay, give me just a moment. All right.
All right. Now, the following following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim retirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. And your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. You are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at, and here's the address, alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
All right.
Okay, and that's a way you can update your online resume. A failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work for each week that you claim benefits. And unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is, and that'll be www.labor.alabama.gov.
All right.
Okay. And if you file by the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
Okay.
Okay. And your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. And you'll make your first certification either by phone or internet on next week. So, like the 18th, you know, next Sunday, you can make your first call to them.
Okay.
And in an information booklet will be mailed to you. And this booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. And failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have any questions about the information, just give us a call at 800-361-4524. Yes, sir. And your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, and we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by phone or letter before the decision made on your claim. And, sir, we have completed your unemployment claim. Have you got any questions?
No, sir. Actually, I do. So, since my last working day was the 23rd, will any of this be backdated, or will this just begin from this week?
Well, it'll start the date you gave us of your discharge. It'll start from there.
Okay.
So, you know, you just start filing, and then when you get your first check, it should be retroactive back to the date of discharge.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sure, so that was 2 weeks prior. I know you said that this week it's already taken care of with the application, and then I'll just start calling in on the 18th.
18th, yes, sir.
Okay. Good deal.
All right. Yep. Well, I want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and you have a very nice day today, sir.
You as well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.